Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download button on today's podcast. Got a great one coming up. I talked to regional athlete and regional bound Meredith Root, came in third out of the open out of the Mid-Atlantic region. She is going in. She placed in the top 10 last year at regionals, and she is absolutely incredible. I was down in Raleigh for Team Superfit Raleigh at CrossFit RDU, which is her home gym. And we were able to talk for a little bit and kind of get her thoughts going into the open, going into regionals, kind of her dream people that she's ever had to meet or kind of face off with. So very cool interview, getting the insight. And I don't think she's been on many podcasts, if not any. So I think this is her first one ever. So an exclusive here for you guys, our listeners, the Big Red Express. But before we hop into that, I got to give a huge shout out to all the sponsors, all the people that make this podcast possible every single day. Huge shout out to RX Pro Shop. Go check them out, rxps.net. They are on Instagram. They're also on Facebook. They've got stance socks. They've got literally everything and anything that you could ever imagine needing for pre-workout, post-workout, during your workout. Absolutely incredible. And they've, of course, have the largest selection of stance socks in all of Virginia. So make sure you guys go check them out. RX Pro Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and all that jazz as well. Got to give a huge shout out to CrossFit Krypton as well. Come and join the family. You are always welcome. If you guys want to get special satellite programming by Ben Smith himself, the 2015 fittest man on earth, he's also going to regionals this year. We'll catch up with him a little bit later. But if you guys want to get exclusive content, exclusive stuff from him, it's called the Ben Smith Blueprint. You can go follow him on Instagram at the Ben Smith Blueprint, or just go to CrossFitKrypton.com, or you can just go to the Instagram page, the Ben Smith Blueprint, like we've just said a million times, and you can get information on how you can subscribe to his programming every single week of the year. Huge shout out again to Burrito Perdido. Absolutely incredible. The best Southwest kind of California burrito style place here in Virginia. In my opinion, it is my favorite place in all of Hampton Roads. Go check them out, guys. They have organic veggies, pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork. They make their stuff fresh daily. The guacamole, the salsa, the hot sauce is absolutely incredible. They got that new California burrito. It's got fries, it's got guac, and it's got, of course, steak inside of it. So I think it's steak, sour cream, and fries. But, man, it is one of the best things that you will ever have. But enough of me flapping my gums. Go check them out. Burrito Perdido there on Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, on Twitter as well. But, guys, getting right into my conversation with Meredith Root, the third place out of the open going in to the Mid-Atlantic and the Atlantic Regionals. Here's my conversation with Meredith Root. Enjoy. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Big Red Express. I am here at CrossFit RDU with their top female athlete, one of the top female athletes in the entire Atlantic region, Meredith Root. Meredith, first off, thank you so much for taking some time and chatting with us.
Yeah, you got it.
Meredith, talk to us about just over the last couple of years, you know, you've been one of the constant faces at the regionals and things like that. How hard has it been to really just keep up at it? And as the competition gets harder, obviously last year and the year before, the divisions kind of got merged together. Talk to us about your thoughts once you heard that the divisions were getting merged together and your kind of outlook going into every single regional workout.
Yeah, obviously with the creation of the super regional, the field gets smaller. So you're taking, 60 athletes that were competing at individual regionals, you're cutting that to 20 and combining it with, you know, another region or
right.
two. So you're automatically getting a more talented pool of athletes. The competition just gets better and better each year. So even if you're improving, getting stronger, the whole field's getting stronger and,
right.
and more competitive and better at gymnastics. So, it gets tougher every year. Definitely.
Is there anyone that you've ever kind of stand toe to toe with and you're just like kind of that wow factor of, dang, I'm out here competing? Because you've competed against some of the top CrossFit athletes in the world. Is there anyone that you have been looking forward to, either you haven't done it already or you've done it already, that you've stood right next to or in the same heat going into a workout?
Yeah, it's happened a couple of times. you know, Wadapalooza last year, I did individual and
yeah.
was in some heats with, you know, not only athletes from my region, but athletes from around the world. You
right.
know, these girls that I've kind of looked up to, you know, as an aspiring competitor. Now all of a sudden I'm in the field with people like Camille and, you know, Emily Bridgers and stuff like that. So, you know, and then regionals, the Atlantic region is super competitive.
Yeah.
You know, Sam Briggs came out of our region a couple years ago.
Yep.
You know, you've always got Emily Bridgers, who's very competitive from the Southeast.
Right.
You know, and last year at regionals, I came in the top 10. So in that
yeah.
final heat, it was, you know, you stand there on the start line in that first event and you look down the line and you're seeing all these games athletes. And it's just this kind of surreal moment. Like, did I actually, you know, I'm actually here. I actually
right.
did this. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to be at that level.
Your best open finish this year, placed third in the Mid-Atlantic coming out of the open. You know, when you come into the open, obviously you want to put on a good performance, but the number one goal is to qualify. It's just to get the top 20 to get to the next level. When you go through these regional workouts and when you go through the open workouts, you got 5 weeks. What is your mindset going into each workout, knowing that one or two points here and there, because the points were very, very tight throughout the entire top 20.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your kind of mindset going into each and every workout during the open.
Yeah, so this open was a funny one. You know, my goal is to always be one and done.
Yeah.
Last year, I only repeated one workout. Was hoping to get through the open this year without repeating any workouts.
Yeah.
And instead, I repeated four workouts.
Wow.
And, you know, I think that happened across the board. This was a pretty cool open in that there was some new moves. I feel like there was a lot more strategy involved. So as far as redos, they were valuable. I think everybody improved drastically when they redid workouts.
Right.
So, you know, that was a little bit different. It definitely wasn't what I was planning. As far as the mentality going into the workouts, you know, I try to remind myself, I train hard. I train a lot of volume. You know, in reality, these open workouts are pretty short.
Yeah.
Compared to what I'm used to doing. So, you know, I try to keep it light. I try to keep it fun. And you know, if you're not having fun with them, then you shouldn't be competing.
Right.
Yeah.
How important, in your opinion, you do other competitions other than just the CrossFit affiliated ones during the year. How important are those competitions like a Wadapalooza, like a Superfit Games, to kind of keep your competitive juices flowing throughout the year and to get you ready to get on that big stage at regionals against some of the top athletes in the world?
They're super important. I think if the only competitions you ever do are the CrossFit Open, regionals, and then potentially the games,
yeah.
number one, I don't think you'll make it to the games.
Right.
You know, you have to have that exposure. You have to have the experience with, you know, the adrenaline rush that comes, especially with individual competition where you don't have somebody out there or a team of people
right.
to support you. It's kind of just, you know, it's you and what you can do. So, you know, Superfit National Championship
yeah.
is a great primer. Wadapalooza, obviously, is, you know, I would say the next biggest competition to the CrossFit
Games. I agree,
yeah. You know, so the energy there definitely has an impact. So you need to know, you know, what that is going to do to you, whether it's positive or negative. It might be negative,
right.
You know, and you just have to know how to deal with it.
When you go through and you're talking about like the energy and stuff like that, how do you keep up that energy throughout the entire year? Obviously, there are going to be days that are better than others. There's going to be days when you probably wake up and you're just like, I don't want to do anything. But you kind of have to force yourself to go to the gym and work out. Talk to us about those days, because everyone has those days. Everyone thinks these elite athletes go into every single day thinking that it's the best day ever. I'm going to kill this workout. I'm going to PR every single lift. Talk to us about your mindset of how you keep that positive energy throughout the entire year.
Yeah, I think it's just remaining mindful and goal-oriented.
Right.
I personally can't go into every training day and have it be 100% effort. I can do maybe, you know, one or two of those a week. Not even days. I'm talking sessions.
Yeah.
You know, and the rest of the time is, you know, it's doing the work. It's understanding why you're doing the work. A lot of what I do from a training standpoint isn't glamorous. It's a lot of running and biking
yeah.
and burpees and, you know, a handful of skill sessions.
Right.
But it's just grunt work. So knowing that legwork is going to pay off down the road is super important. You know, and with the lifting, I did Olympic lifting only for a long time.
Yeah.
So I know that there are days where, and I had one of these days like last week actually where, you know, I couldn't hit 85% for a, you know, a single. And
right.
You can either let that get to you or you can recognize like, okay, this isn't a good lifting day. Like something's feeling off. You know, maybe drop a little weight, hit a couple of good reps, and call it a day. Or you can let it wreck you mentally. And, you know, the next time you walk up to a snatch bar, what you're going to be thinking about is, well, like, shoot, I just missed 85% 4 days ago. I wonder what this is going to feel like.
Right.
You just have to kind of put those days away, you know, not dwell on bad days.
When you look at just kind of the way that you've progressed over the last few years and placing higher and higher at regionals every single year, and then this year probably, you know, your best chance since you started of making it to the games, is there any pressure kind of going in of an expectation that you have on yourself that if I don't make it top five, I'm going to be disappointed? Or do you kind of just go in and be like, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm going to go in, play my game, and just kind of walk out with my head held high?
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling. You know, I don't place any expectations on myself other than I'm going to go and I'm going to, you know, do the best that I can.
Right.
You know, don't leave anything on the table. And, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. And I can take, you know, I'll take some learning experience from that. I feel really good. I definitely want it to happen. But, you know, you ask anyone that comes out of regionals, there's, you know, there's one part preparation. There's one part being smart with the workouts. And then there's another part where you just have to get lucky.
Right.
You have to have a little bit of luck to make it out of regionals.
Definitely.
So, you know, if all those things come together, you can, you know, definitely run your race and be prepared. And, you know, I'd love to go to Wisconsin. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah. How are your nerves now that you've been a couple times? You've stood next to some of the greatest of all time. You were mentioning Sam Briggs. You know, she's arguably the best CrossFit athlete coming out of the women's side ever. She is in that 35 to 39 division. She's still probably going to qualify for the games in the individual competition. Yeah. So you think about, do you still get nervous going into a big competition like regionals or like Wodapalooza?
Yeah. I mean, there's still nerves, but you know, as I've kind of progressed along as an athlete, you know, it's impossible not to compare yourself to athletes that are at least, you know, somewhat similar to you. So,
right.
You know, I see where I can beat some of these top athletes. I see where I am lacking. The funny thing about Sam, Granite Games 2 years ago, I did that individually, and there was a workout that they called the Minnesota Triathlon. It was like a 500-meter ski.
Right.
Like, you know, some maybe like a 2-mile bike or something and a 1-mile run. And, you know, I love endurance workouts.
Yeah.
And I was in the second to last seat. Sam was in the heat after me. She was in the top. And I got second or third in that workout and was only like a minute behind her on the entire event. And I was thinking, gosh, like, you know, she's the best in the business with endurance workouts. And
right.
I was like, man, I wish I was in her heat.
For sure.
I could have had somebody to really go at.
Right.
That was actually kind of a turning point for me. Like, okay, if I can be this close to somebody like Sam Briggs in an endurance workout, you know, I'm really making some progress.
Right. You look and you're very close with your family. Your twin sister, Megan, also competes alongside you. How cool is it to have someone that obviously you've grown up your entire life with, being able to compete with her at the Superfit National Championships right next to her, literally all weekend long, you guys were right next to each other. How cool is that for you guys to have that this big thing in common, to be able to push each other every single day?
It's awesome. Yeah, even though we're in different cities, you know, we're constantly talking about how's training going, you know, how are your workouts. It's something we've done for our whole lives.
Yeah.
You know, we grew up together.
Right.
You know, we've always played sports together. We were both pretty high level swimmers. Both just, you know, it kind of breeds a competitiveness, not in an unhealthy way, but you know, you always have somebody driving you to be better.
Right.
You know, even if they're not in the gym with you every single day. So it's definitely plays a big role.
We're here with Meredith Root of CrossFit RDU. Meredith, talk about just the whole basis of the CrossFit community, the CrossFit atmosphere that isn't just at regionals. That's not just at the games. That's not just at every other competition you go to, but that's in your CrossFit local box.
Yeah.
I think everyone's got a unique community, a unique kind of second family, you could call it. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about CrossFit RDU and the community that you guys have built here in Raleigh.
RDU. Wow. You know, I've seen this place come from a tiny gym to what it is now, which is, you know, the largest gym in Raleigh. Our community is a little bit different.
Yeah.
If you talk to anyone that goes here, they'll tell you about the work that we put in. You know, our class workouts are just atrocious sometimes. And,
right.
You know, honestly, if other gyms put them up on Wattify, you'd have people not show up.
Right.
So our community here is just born out of this work ethic and this hard work, and people just put their heads down and they do these, you know, these really challenging workouts a few times, a few times a week. And that just really, I mean, you know, you suffer together with people and it really builds a community. And it's always been that way. And it's Steve, it's our owner. That's his whole, you know, his whole mentality is it's, you know, we're not a super CrossFit-y gym.
Yeah.
You know, but we have an awesome community and they stand behind, you know, all of our competitors, me, Steve, Bryce, Kim Kochi.
Yeah.
They love it and we don't ask for it.
Right.
They just, you know, they love what we do and love being a part of it. And I love being a part of it too.
How much advice do you run by Steve? He's a CrossFit Games vet in the Masters division. How much, you know, talking do you guys do? Obviously you guys are coaches, you guys run the gym together, but how much, you know, strategizing does he help you with going into the regionals, going into these big time competitions?
A ton. Yeah. I mean, I see him every day. We talk every day.
Yeah.
He's just a wizard with strength and conditioning training. He's been doing it for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
So, you know, he really knows his stuff. He's been to the games, you know, out there. So he knows what that's like. It's, you know, with me, sometimes it's just a little bit of confidence building.
Right.
So, you know, he's constantly in my ear, you know, telling me everything's right there. You've done the work. Your skills are top. So, you know, it's just apply yourself. Like, don't hold anything back.
Yeah.
He's great at doing that.
Do you have a favorite workout that, you know, what is your favorite workout in terms of just kind of benchmark workouts, anything like that? And then right after you answer that, what has been your favorite workout in the open? We're gonna make you think.
Okay.
In the open since you've done it, and also in regional since you've been there every year.
Yeah. Favorite benchmark workout on the shorter end, I really love Amanda.
Okay.
I love Olympic weightlifting, I love barbell cycling, and I love gymnastics.
Yeah.
So any combination of those two. Amanda's a really, really great workout for me.
Yeah.
A longer workout, I love Murph.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of variation of Murph is awesome. It's, you know, there's just something really great about doing that workout with it, you know, being a hero workout.
Yeah.
Like that. So, let's see. Favorite open workout would probably be, gosh, I really like the snatch workout this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So 17.3.
Yeah. The snatch chest to bar workout.
Yeah, exactly. Again,
yeah.
Like Olympic lifting and gymnastics, right. But you're looking at a much heavier barbell. So
definitely.
That was a big confidence builder for me clearing that ladder.
Right.
You know, 190 was my max, is my max.
Yeah.
So 185 is like right there.
Right.
You know, and hitting that in that workout was pretty big, especially at the end. So probably it's my favorite workout in the open.
Yeah.
To date.
Definitely. Okay. What about for regionals? What's your favorite workout from regionals? They're always really bad. I don't think you can ask an athlete what's a good CrossFit regional workout.
Yeah.
But what has been kind of the one you went in thinking this is my wheelhouse?
Yeah.
This is one I'm going to kill, and you go in, you crush it. What's been your favorite workout at CrossFit regionals?
I really like the legless thruster workout
yep.
from last year. That was
yeah.
a fun one. Part of it was I got to end on a really high note.
Right.
You know, the last year, day three, I won my heat in both events.
Yeah.
You know, that was really fun. It was short. I really liked event six too. That, you know, the longer one with the bike and the handstand walk and the O-Red squat.
Yeah.
That one I did actually a little bit better than I was expecting to.
Right.
You know, there's so many burpees there. I said it in my post.
Yeah.
I love burpees.
Right.
I can push there. I can push the pace there.
Right.
So, you know, for a longer workout, I really enjoyed that one too.
If you have an ideal workout that you program for yourself or for the gym or just for some friends, what would it include? If you had to design the perfect workout, the perfect amount of suck, the perfect amount of everything that you like doing, what would it be?
I would throw some running in there.
Okay.
Because I think running really punishes people.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes don't do enough.
Yeah. You talk about that, and it's so true. I think over the last couple of years, I feel like more and more people have included running in their workouts at least once or twice a week.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You just don't see it that often.
No. Yeah. Definitely not. So, you know, I'd put running in. You know, maybe throw in running plus a gymnastics move
yeah.
can be very telling on an athlete's gymnastics endurance.
Right.
So, you know, a running chest to bar workout or a running bar muscle up workout, something with that. Maybe throw in some light overhead squats to fatigue the shoulders, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a nasty like 20 minute AMRAP of some 400 meter runs. Man. You know, 15 to 20 overhead squats and some chest bars. That'd be a great workout.
How often do you do the distance running? When you run, a lot of people out there are trying or, you know, working on getting that into their training. Do you do a lot of short repeats, the 400s, the 200 repeats, or is it mainly just long distance or just a 25-minute run, just go and run?
Yeah, I try to do a little of both. Okay. This is the time of year where I start adding in some of this, like, sprinting.
Yeah.
So, you know, anywhere from 50 meters up to 200, just some high-intensity running. Actually did that the other day, and my hip flexors are really fired up. Haven't done it in a while. But, you know, most of my running is distance.
Yeah.
It's running, I mean, it's kind of like a gymnastics move. Like, you have to be comfortable moving your own body around.
Right.
You know, and when you're looking at an erg, like a bike or a rower, you're still, that's still baseline strength. The stronger athlete is going to be better at that, at least in the shorter distance.
For sure.
You know, running, the stronger athlete is, you know, sometimes punished because they, you know, maybe they're a little bit bigger, they're a little bit heavier.
Right.
Maybe they don't run a lot. So just getting comfortable moving your body around in space, you know, putting in the miles. It's not necessarily about running with high intensity, you know.
Right.
It's just get out and run for 45 minutes to an hour.
Definitely.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things, guys, and we're talking with Meredith Root of CrossFit RDU, CrossFit Games Regionals athlete. Meredith, talk to us about your diet. That is probably the number one thing that people want to know. How do some of the elite athletes eat? How do they train and eat at the same times? I know the CrossFit athletes that I've heard from, sometimes they forget to eat.
Yeah.
Because they train all day and they almost have to, like, force themselves to eat either really bad stuff or they don't get enough food in their body. They don't get enough calories in your body. When you're training so much, what do you personally do for a diet? Are you paleo? Are you Whole30? Like, what is the main thing that you kind of base your diet upon?
I have to do something that, number one, is easy to eat.
Yeah.
But you do have that issue if you're trying to eat five times a day. You know, you're probably eating pretty close to workouts. And if you're eating, you know, something that's super flavorful or you know, spicy or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's just, yeah, it is difficult to eat. I'm definitely not paleo. Whole30 is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So, I've never
heard so many people complain. And whenever I ask people about Whole30, they're just like, you're literally angry for 30 days.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst. Like, I did that a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, it just sounds miserable. I mean, it works. Yeah. You can't argue the results, but people just say you're miserable. You're angry for 30 days straight.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
So go, keep going. Yeah.
So I eat pretty clean.
Yeah.
You know, part of the success with my diet is kind of eating the same thing every day.
Right.
I eat a lot of rice. I eat a lot of chicken. I like chicken sausage. I eat a lot of broccoli.
Yeah.
You know, that actually constitutes probably three of my meals for the day.
White
rice, grilled chicken, steamed vegetables.
Right.
You know, I don't really put anything on it. It's pretty plain, but it's easy to eat.
Right.
And it is clean and it's a good source of energy.
For sure.
And I don't mind it. Like, I think that a lot of people get caught up with, you know, oh, I don't want to eat the same thing every single day.
Right. You don't want to get bored with what you're eating or then you'll not want to eat it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, you know, that's valid. There are some people that are a little more sensitive to that than others. I don't really care because I look at food as, you know, it's an energy source. It's fuel for what I'm trying to do in the gym. So, you know, if it's plain, if it's boring, fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there. It makes meal prep super easy. You know,
for sure.
I just grill up like 8 chicken breasts and that's good for like a day and a half.
Right.
No, it's good for longer than that. But yeah, I think it is kind of the missing link to, you know, to performance sometimes is people can't get their diets under control and
yeah.
these big swings and blood sugar levels. And sometimes, you know, it's not, if you don't eat enough the day of training, you're not necessarily going to feel it that day.
Right.
You'll feel it the next day, though, when your energy levels are really, really low and you're trying to figure out why you're missing lifts and why you're just, you know, you don't have any intensity in workouts.
It's right.
Probably, you know, could definitely have something to do with what you ate or didn't eat the night before.
Definitely. Meredith, before we get in the last kind of portion of the conversation, where can people reach you if they have any questions about kind of your training, how they can get involved, how they can come visit CrossFit RDU? Where can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to do it?
Easiest way is on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm probably the most active on Instagram. I'm on Facebook a little bit. A lot of those message requests get filtered out there, so I don't see them. Instagram, I see them. My email address is just meredith@crossfitru.com.
Okay. I
look at that every day, too. So, you know, either one of those. Instagram's the easiest, though.
Awesome. Make sure you guys hit her up. If you guys are ever in the Raleigh area, head down to CrossFit RDU. Get a workout in. It's a great opportunity, great place. And I'm sure if you guys are at ever any Superfit events, a lot of them here in the area, she's going to be at, hopefully even competing a little bit later on in the year. Meredith, if you could, you know, name your the person that you would want to meet most that you haven't met already in the CrossFit Games. It could be man, woman, personality, doesn't matter. Is there one person that you are just like fangirl over every time that you see them or you follow them very that you would love to meet?
Gosh, I've met a lot of people.
Yeah.
Shoot. That's a great question. You know who I love, and I've always liked him, would Miko Salo.
Yeah.
He's probably like he's kinda like under the radar now. He's
right.
A little older. He's just one of the original CrossFitters, and
it's true.
I don't think that there's someone who has more work capacity than that dude.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him. Yeah.
Just definitely.
To chat and pick his brain on some training things.
I think when a lot of people, because I ask this question all the time, and when I get the answers, they're just like, you know, it's legends of CrossFit. It's like the Miko Salos. Khalip, obviously, he's still in the mix, but he's one of the original guys that have been there forever. You know, Chris Spieler, you know, those guys that have been, you know, really the foundation, you know, Becca Voigt, those, you know, type of people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think Miko kind of flies underneath the radar, but he was a CrossFit Games champ with the first one.
Yeah.
So very impressive. But Meredith, thank you so much for hopping on the podcast and chatting with us in between events here at Superfit Raleigh here at CrossFit RDU. Thank you so much, and good luck at regionals, yeah. And we'll catch you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
A big thank you to Meredith Root, guys. It was great to talk to her. If you haven't already, go check her out on Instagram. She posts stuff all the time about her training and kind of everything that she's doing. So go check her out. We wish her the best at regionals in just a couple of months down in Atlanta. But guys, until next time, thanks so much for pressing the download button. Go like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. And again, keep it locked here for the Big Red Express every single Tuesday. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.